At Alma, we know the connection between you and your therapist matters. But if you're already feeling stressed and burnt out, the idea of trying to find a therapist you really connect with can be overwhelming. That's why Alma's focused on helping you find the right therapist for you. When you browse their online directory, you can filter by the qualities that are most important to you. Then, book free 15-minute consultations with any therapist you're interested in seeing. And because 95% of therapists at Alma accept insurance, you can find care that's affordable too. You want to talk to someone, but not just anyone. Alma is there to help you find the right fit. Visit helloalma.com/therapy30 to schedule a free consultation today. That's helloalma.com/therapy30.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now that you had a day or so to kind of digest and process everything that happened and read all that he said and did and hear it as well, Did any part of you hear anything, and maybe I missed it because I didn't, did you hear anything that would lead people to believe that he had a reluctance to come to Chicago, or he's going to be a diva once he gets here, or he had all the things that were maybe assigned to him because of an interview his dad did? I don't know that I heard any of that. And maybe even there was an attempt to kind of correct the record, but he did seem not defensive, but it did seem like he wanted to make clear that, you know, he was trying to bring some humility into it, not assuming he was going to be the number one overall pick. And I think that is also important. So I didn't hear anything that would lead me to believe, if I didn't know some of the concerns going into Wednesday's pro day about what people had heard and all the things they're assigning to an interview 6 months ago for with his dad or whatever, I wouldn't have known that this is somebody who was reluctant to go anywhere or there were any questions about.
So I was just looking down to pull up the direct quote to Steve Wyche after the pro day workout when he was asked if he is fully expecting to go number one overall to the Bears. And he said, "I wouldn't say it's my full expectation. Obviously, things can happen. Things can change throughout this time. I think it's around 30 days or so until April 25th. A lot can change. You take it day by day and handle and control what you can control." I think that gave a few people initially a pause going, what does he mean? Things can change and he's not fully expecting to be a Bears and things can happen. People at all times nowadays are looking to read into everything. The subsequent interviews that you mentioned that he did with Colin Cowherd, that he did with Lewis Riddick on ESPN, that he did with the scrum on the track surrounding the practice field didn't give you any indication that he's reluctant to become a Chicago Bear, that he's going to be a headache when he becomes a Chicago Bear. I think this is probably a new experience and in some ways an awkward experience for him leading up to his transition into the NFL of figuring out a way to exhibit confidence while also, as you said, being humble about certain things that are going to be afforded to him. What I take out of it personally, and I had this conversation with my colleague Colleen Kane earlier today, is that we are in a phase right now.
Hey, I'm Brett Podolsky, co-founder of The Farmer's Dog. We make fresh food for dogs. We started the company when we saw what a huge difference it made in my own dog, Jada, when she stopped eating ultra-processed kibble and started eating fresh, whole food. The Farmer's Dog food isn't fancy. It's just real food delivered to your door in pre-portioned packs. It's better for them. And easier for you.
Get 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/podcast. That's thefarmersdog.com/podcast.
Where every single breath the Chicago Bears take is a headline.
Yes. Yes.
and that
it's been a while since that's been the case. It's been a long time since that's been true.
It takes some getting used to it. I bring this up because Colleen and I are literally, we're flying out to Orlando this weekend. We'll be at the league meetings. And there were years in the past where you could kind of ration out some of your content and say, okay, I can collect stuff and I can shoot that, you know, 4 months down the road. Well, nowadays you can't hoard much anymore because every single day someone somewhere has a new story on the Chicago Bears and it is a headline. The Chicago right. Bears are going to have to get used to this existence because, as you just mentioned, it's been a while, right? And like so there is going to be a spectacle around having Caleb Williams, around dropping him into a team that seems ready to compete right away, around managing expectation, around managing the spotlight. Like there's a lot of this that's going to come with it, and so it's going to be fascinating to follow because it really does feel like every day you wake up and there's a new major headline. You know what I mean?
And you have a real somewhat polarizing – it's not somewhat polarizing. I think he is polarizing. Caleb Williams
– which is strange in some ways.
I think it is strange because I was just going to add that when you take yourself back – and in the Chicago sports scene, it's been a fascinating year. It always is. But it was in June or May of 2023 where – not to this degree because hockey is somewhat of a niche sport, even in a good hockey town like Chicago, but Connor Bedard was the presumptive number one pick. Connor Bedard was somebody that every time he spoke to hockey media, the expectation was he was going to say something like, yeah, the Hawks are going to take me. I'm going to go there and I'm going to be the difference and I'm going to help them win a cup again. And, you know, he was humble. He wasn't presumptive. And you know what? When I heard Caleb Williams talk on Wednesday about, well, you know, he stopped short of assuming anything because I don't think that you want to assume anything. There are things that could be under the category of unforeseen circumstances. You just don't know. And if you're that kid in that spot, you can't assume. He sounded like Connor Bedard. I mean, different sport, different personality, certainly, but what he said and how he said it was very similar. So, and nobody was saying about Connor Bedard going into the NHL draft, he's a diva. And he was basically saying the same thing and pumping the brakes a little bit because you just can't go that far until it's actually official.
I'll give you a different sport as well. I spent 7 years of my life covering Coach K on Tobacco Road. You talk about polarizing. You talk about a figure whose every word could be twisted into whatever story the person twisting it wanted to turn it into. I lived that experience, and it was a great eye-opening moment for me as a journalist to realize, wow, like there are things that are perceived in the outside world that couldn't be further from the truth in the reality zone. You know, on ground level. And so that's going to be the experience that Caleb Williams walks into in Chicago. And they're going to have to figure out how to navigate that where the actual reality is misperceived by people that are either actively trying to misperceive it on the outside or just gullibly falling for some things that have been, you know, not framed properly. That's part of this, right? Like, and when we talk about Caleb Williams being polarizing, it's not just because he paints his nails and it's not just because he cried in the stands. It's because there has been a social media war, particularly here in Chicago, about who he is and who he isn't and what that represents and what it doesn't represent. And it has taken on levels of insanity that I don't think you and I have ever seen in anything that we've covered, mostly because it's 2024 and social media runs the world and it's a wild place. And I tweeted it the other day. These are wild times within wild times right now. And I stand by that times 100.
I think you're exactly right. And I think also you have to factor into everything you said that he's replacing somebody who was wildly popular on social media in Justin Fields. And I think that's what you look at in terms of Justin Fields' popularity with the fan base.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic? and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.